This broadcast is copyrighted by YSN for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this telecast, broadcast, or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of this game without YSN's consent is prohibited.
The following is a presentation by YSN, your sports network.
Happy New Year, Potter Nation. We are live tonight from Indian Creek High School, where our East Liverpool Potters 5-2 record will travel south here to Indian Creek to take on Indian Creek team, who is now 5-3. I'm joined tonight by Potter alumni Rob Kelly. Anson is off tonight. It's too cold for him tonight, Rob. He stayed home. But here's something to think about, Rob, as we enter in tonight's game. Potters, the young Potter team, 5-2 on the year. Coming off the Holiday Classic championship game, which they were defeated by Rocky River. Rocky River, tall guards, long-arm guards, gave the Potters a lot of problems. Indian Creek came into the Potter Fieldhouse for their third game of the year this year. Potters came away 51-47 win over Indian Creek, led by head coach Joe Dunleavy. Here's the thing. Indian Creek, they've rallied and rolled off five wins in a row, so they're now 5-3 on the season. And it doesn't matter how good or bad an Indian Creek team is, Rob, when you come into this gymnasium, it's going to be a tough game.
Absolutely. Joe Dunleavy always has his team prepared. You can see over the years that he's always given East Liverpool a fit. The game's always going to be close, and he'll definitely adjust to the game that we played against them at Potter Fieldhouse. So tonight, Coach Conley and crew, I'm sure, have a few wrinkles of their own, and hopefully we can come out of here with another win.
The 1-3-1 press gave the Indian Creek Redskins fits at the Fieldhouse earlier in the year. 51-47, Potters grabbed that victory. Here's the thing, senior for Indian Creek, Andy Wagner, he was actually out that game. He had an ankle injury. He's a big body kid, very physical inside, and so he's back and healthy tonight for Indian Creek, so that'll be a difference from game number one. So I'm looking to see, you know, how this young team responds. They had a lot of success early in the year, really going into the Holiday Classic. Could have been 6-0, lost a heartbreaker down at Steubenville's Catholic Central, which I think, did you go to that game? Were you there?
I was not, but they just ran into a juggernaut last Friday night. They played a team that was coming into the tournament 0-6, but not. I'm sure most everybody doesn't know this. Their best player, 22, Clingane, was out with pneumonia prior to that. That was really, the night before was his first game back with full win, the coach said. So He was a monster. They were big all over. They were just as fast as us. And so, you know, you're going to run into that. They're from a big area, Cleveland, and they play a lot of great competition. And so can't take that away. That was a learning experience for our young team. We got to remember we are starting three sophomores. And so all this experience is very valuable for our kids. And down the line, you know, I think we can compete with a team like Rocky River.
Rocky River, they did come into the tournament 0-5 or 0-6. You're right. The night before when they took on Akron Manchester, who, you know, on the books would have been the favorite that night. It was the first time all year that all five of their starters had been together. They only had three of them through the first five or six games, but that first night against Akron Manchester, they were able to get work together and get everything going with all five of them together, and it showed in the championship game. Is they dominated the Potters in that game?
They sure did it. And, you know, that team's going to be a force to be reckoned with. I believe they're in Division III as well. So I would think that up there they have a chance to win a lot of games moving forward. And, you know, the Potters, it's not going to be an easy road every night. We're not going to win by 30 every single night. You know, the night before we were hot, Trayshawn Jackson, 10 of 14 from 3. And you could see the coach from Rocky River, he was not letting him shoot 14 threes again. I think he got two in the first half and two in the second half. And by the time he shot his couple of threes in the second half, the game was over already. It was out of hand. And so Potter just has to get back to the drawing board. They can't let this waver their confidence and, you know, move forward. Again, the young team, what more can you say than that? They just got to keep working and getting better. And, you know, let's face it, Tommy, there weren't a lot of high expectations coming into the season. They've really done a great job thus far. They're playing great as a team. I'll tell you one thing. That's one thing I notice in every game. So far, they get better and better as a team. Now, the Rocky River game wasn't as good as they had played prior. However, that was a lot due to the defense Rocky River played.
Yeah, Rocky River, big guards, big long arm guards, gave the Potter guards fits. Like you said, Trayshon Jackson got off 14 three-pointers the night before and hit 10 of them, which is phenomenal. One shy of the school record, which we talked about, held by Donnie Green, which was 11. And he couldn't get nothing off that night. They, you know, Rocky River, I seen them watch the first half of the Potter East Palestine game, the first night of the Holiday Classic, and he seen a half of basketball. And I think that was all he needed to see, and he came out, you know, with very intense defense in that game.
One other thing, too, is we play the 1-3-1 or a diamond press, and the point guard for Rocky River was bigger than Brent O'Hara. Brent really fuels that. I mean, I really believe that by you know, having a lot of pressure on the point guard, trapping him on either side of the floor. And he's normally longer than most point guards. The point guard for Rocky River was about 6'2 or 3 with long arms, just like Brendan
is. Right.
And he's also older and a little stronger. So as we get better and we learn from, you know, from the past, I think that was a great game for the Potters to play because they will see a team like that again.
All right, folks, we're getting ready here for player introductions and national anthem. We are going to take a quick break. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Bill Tyson Sun Services, Towing and Auto Services on Broadway in East Liverpool. Folks, we're going to stay live and let you hear the national anthem, and we will be back to take you through the first half of the East Liverpool Potters at Indian Creek Redskins. We're back. The Indian Creek Band, RT, right behind us.
And they are definitely right behind us.
My eardrums are ringing.
This is the first time I've been in this gym since 1992, when I was a senior in high school. And I'm going to tell you one thing. It has not changed one bit. I don't think they changed the stands, the painting, anything. This is definitely old school, which I think is very neat because you see all these new arenas. And smaller gym, a lot smaller than our Potters are used to playing in. But you walk in and you are on the arena and you are on the baseline basically.
You know, we're live voice only tonight on YSNLive.com. But if you look over here to the right of the when you come in, you got all these must be the best boosters or the best alumni. They're in fold out chairs. I mean, and they are inches away from the playing floor there with courtside seats. So
and we're on a stage here with the pep band right behind us. It's going to be an interesting evening. Luckily, we have this headgear on, so they can
kind of muffles the sound a little bit.
You
ain't been here since '93. That's crazy.
'92. I graduated '92.
That's crazy. You follow Potter basketball, and that you ain't been here in that long. That's nuts.
Nope.
Here's a funny story. Cade Reynolds, who's now the JV coach, his senior year, it was so crazy here. They had students running the baseline with pots and pans during foul shooting.
Wow.
Yeah, true story.
That's old school. That reminds me of Hoosiers.
Yeah, it's true story. So the starters being announced tonight for Indian Creek. Rob, we are going to have Austin Yike, right? Is that how you say? Austin Yike. He's a 6'2 senior. Nick Crawford, a 5'8 senior guard. Andy Wagner, back off the injury, didn't play game one against East Liverpool, 6'1 senior. 6'2 junior Austin Judson and 6'1 junior Derek Eagle. Those are going to be your starters for the Indian Creek Redskins.
So I'm Andy Wagner coming back in, a 6'1", the senior. Seems like Indian Creek really want to pound the ball inside, which I don't blame them against our undersized Potters. But they don't have a ton of size themselves, and I'd be very surprised if they can keep up with our team's speed. But you never know. They will be very well coached. Dunleavy does a great job down here. Been here since, 25 years approximately. And
he's been here a long time, and he is approaching 400 career wins.
That's pretty awesome. That's
pretty amazing.
That's a lot of wins.
Our Coach Conley sits at 98 wins right now. Tonight, hope to get 99, and then we'll go to Buckeye Local maybe on Friday, and he'll get the 100th win. I was talking to him before the game. I said, Isaac Davidson scored his 1,000th point in Buckeye Local, and you're going to get your 100th win in Buckeye Local. So we'll see. Roach, O'Hara, Jackson, Browning, and Torma. Here we go, the tip, and it is controlled by Creek. Crawford crosses half court over into the corner to Judson. Judson back to Crawford. Crawford back to Equal. Equal looks inside for Wagner. Wagner almost loses it. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be stay with Indian Creek.
Nice defense there by Trayshawn Jackson. He pulled it down to the box to double team Wagner down there. And here comes Indian Creek.
Crawford with the ball. Rotates over to Equal. Equal back to the left side. Over to Judson. Judson, there's a loose ball. Torma tries to come up with it and doesn't. Back to Equal. Equal. Back to Crawford, top of the key, no good, long, big rebound inside by Judson, and a miss, and a rebound by O'Hara, and he gets it out quickly to Jackson. Jackson, nothing there, looked inside for Browning, pulls it back out, Potters will reset, nothing, 7-12 to go, first quarter. Torma, left side, looks inside O'Hara, nothing there, cross court to Roach, Roach for three, short, and a rebound by Nicholas Crawford for Indian Creek. Creek crosses half court. Oh, good defense by Roach, but it's knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay Creek's ball with 6:51 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless.
One thing Roach does is he shoots and leans very well with it. He's so quick and athletic. And he tipped the ball away. Thought he was going to have a steal coming this way, but no good.
Indian Creek inbounds. Crawford with the ball. Top of the key. Reverse over the to the left side to Equal. Equal, little trap by the Potters. Good backdoor pass. Roach inside with a big block. He's going to go up again. And number 12 gets the rebound. That's Austin Yike. And he'll get it. And Roach wastes no time. He's going coast to coast. Got O'Hara in the corner. O'Hara looks to shoot and pulls it back out to Jackson. 2-0 Indian Creek, 6:21 to go. Jackson to O'Hara. O'Hara baseline to Roach into Browning. Bobble by Browning. They're going to call double-dribble.
He definitely did. He dropped it, picked it back up, and then put it on the floor. It was a double dribble. And here come the Potters out in a, looks like a 2-2-1 press.
Indian Creek will inbound the ball. That's Yike. Yike over to number 32, Wagner. And they break the press over to Judson.
Nice defense there by Roach. They had Yike in a trap there on the left side of the floor. That's our left as we're facing the bucket.
Here we go. Inbound the ball for Indian Creek. Crawford has it. He sets up at the top of the key. Look to set up an offense. Rose it over the left side to Judson. Judson back to Crawford. Crawford with it. He's going to shoot for three. Got it.
Wide open. The defense collapsed on the little guy. Here come the Potters. Quickly another end. Logan Torma.
Good inside pass to Browning.
Back out to Roach.
Roach in the corner. Out to O'Hara. Hand off to Jackson, top of the key. Jackson for three, and it's long off the rim. And there's a rebound by Austin Yike. Here we go, 5:29 to go. Creek up by five.
We're one and done here so far on the boards. Doesn't even look like we're crashing. We're getting back on defense.
Crawford over in the corner. He gets it back from Yike. And there's a three-pointer in the corner by number 12, Austin Yike. And Potters are down 8-0 with 5:08 to go in the first quarter. O'Hara goes to the lane. And there's going to be a charge on O'Hara, who dished it out to Browning. But he got Wagner, and Wagner is down for Indian Creek.
Not sure of that call. I didn't get a great thing, even though it's right in front of us. It looked like he was moving, and that should have been a foul on number 32. That's Andy Wagner. But we're going the other way. Luckily, he had his mouth guard in because it looked like he was bleeding, but that's his mouth guard is red.
So Woodyard will check in for Torma for the Potters. 4:56 to go, first quarter. Potters down 8-0. There's a pass inside to Wagner. Good trap there by Browning and Woodyard. And there's a steal by O'Hara. O'Hara gets it out the road. She's up ahead, off the glass. Easy layup for the Potters, and they're 8-2.
Good play by Brent O'Hara. Back to Roach, and he was well ahead of the pack for an easy deuce.
Not going to stop him in space. Nice backdoor pass, and they're going to get him with a foul, which looked clean from here. We're all the way on the other side of the floor. But Roach goes up on number 13, Austin Judson. And Judson's going to go to the line for two.
I don't know about this. It was a clean block. He must have got him a little bit with the body. Judson's at the line. First one up, and it is no good, short. But looks very clean. He didn't touch him definitely with his arm. It had to be the body.
Looked good from here, clean. But with 4:34 to go, Potter's down 8-2.
Second one up, and it is good.
All right, Woodyard to inbound the ball for the Potters. He gets it into Browning. Potters wastes no time. Here's O'Hara. Good move to the lane. They're going to get O'Hara with a travel. A lot of contact inside there. Wagner and Yike for Indian Creek.
O'Hara may be a little out of control there, but it could have been called a foul for sure. You know down here we're not going to get any benefit of the doubt.
Crawford with the ball for Indian Creek. To the left side to Equal. Equal dribble drive out to Crawford. Crawford for another three, and it's good. Indy Creek on fire tonight. 12-2. Potter's down by 10. 4:12 to go, first quarter. Jackson, dribble drive. Nobody there. Good pass to Browning. Browning back out to Jackson. Cross-court pass to O'Hara. O'Hara, good look inside. Baseline to Browning. Browning, spin move. Oh, nice move by Isaiah Browning, Rob.
Wow, that was a great spin move. Right along the baseline and had about a 5-foot little jump shot there and made it. They've cut the lead to 12-4, Indian Creek, 3:45 remaining in the first quarter. Potter's got to get some defense here.
Equal, tracked by O'Hara and Jackson. Good backdoor cut inside off the glass, and it's good. Indian Creek bucket.
Nate Conley calls timeout, I think, wisely. They're throwing the ball over the top of our zone and getting some easy buckets here. That's about the third easy deuce that they had, and as I told you coming into this thing, you know Coach Dunleavy was going to have a plan to break that press, and I think he's done a good job with that so far, so I'm sure our Coach Nate Conley and crew will definitely counteract that some way with a plan of their own.
Potter's down by 10 here in the first quarter. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Bill Tyson Sun Services on Broadway Street in East Liverpool, Ohio. For all your towing and auto service needs, call Mr. Tyson at Bill Tyson Sun Services in East Liverpool, Ohio. So out of the timeout, Potters will adjust. It'll be Potter ball down 10, 3:34 to go first quarter. Indian Creek, 3-for-4 from the three-point line, and a lot of backdoor buckets so far. O'Hara will inbound the ball for the Potters to Jackson. Jackson brings it up into O'Hara at the top of the key. Nice in the Roach, and there's a steal by Creek. Roach gets on the floor and is dirty, and it's picked up by Indian Creek. Wagner comes up with it. Spin move. He ran into Wagner, and ball went on the floor, and it's Indian Creek ball. Here comes Crawford.
They're definitely not going to let Roach drive the lane and spin like he did against them. In the first game, he did that several times and got to the rim a lot, made some easy buckets. I'm guessing that won't happen tonight.
Crawford with the ball right side. Back to the top of the key. That's Judson. Judson back to Crawford. Good ball movement by Indian Creek. Nice baseline move there by Yike. Yike goes up, and O'Hara with a big block. And O'Hara with another block. Back-to-back blocks. The long arms of the airport, Brandon O'Hara.
That was actually Gabe Roach both times.
I don't think so.
It was. He's number three. You see him right there?
Here we go. Jackson is guarded close by Wagner, gets it back out to Roach, and they will reset. Roach, dribble drive, spin move, and that is a big-time foul by Wagner all over Roach, and Roach will go to the line for two shots. We got the official stat man beside us here. Who was the blocks down there? You're right. See? You got better eyes than me, and you even said it. You graduated in 1992.
Yep. I'm an oldie nowadays. Gabe Roach, first one up, and short off the front of the rim.
We've seen it against Rocky River. We lost, ended up losing by 19 or 20 points against Rocky River. went about 30-40% from the line, and the foul shooting struggles continue tonight.
Second one on its way, and it's good. 14-5, Indian Creek lead. And here comes the Potters with a full court press. They have Brent O'Hara all the way back, man-to-man this time.
So Crawford guarded closely by Jackson. Crawford reverse over to Eagle, looking to set something up. Eagle to Yike. Yike will hand off to Judson, all the way on the left side to Crawford. Crawford to number 30, Wyatt Pugh to Crawford. Good ball movement by Indian Creek, and that's going to be a block on Woodyard.
Yep, he must have snuck into the game because I didn't see him check in. Also in for the Potters is Peyton Reed. So O'Hara, he's on the floor. Isaiah Browning sitting down along with
Torma. Good inside pass by Judson to Eagle. And here come the Potters, 16-5. They're down 11, 1:49 to go in the first quarter. Good backdoor cut by Roach. Oh, good jump stop. Got away with a foul. Indian Creek got away with a foul there.
That was certainly a foul. We did not get the call. Not sure what the ref was looking at there, but that should have been an and one. Unfortunately, not coming the other way. 16-7 Indian Creek.
Crawford with the ball for Indian Creek. Potter show a little trap at the top of the key. Nothing there. Into Eagle. Oh, good defense by the Potters. Could have been a travel there on Pugh. Oh, look at Roach. Roach and Reed trap in the corner. Good ball movement by Indian Creek to get it out of that. They'll reset with Crawford at the top of the key. Crawford, left side. That's to Judson. Oh, there it is again. Another backdoor pass by Indian Creek. Easy bucket for number 12, Austin Yike. Potter's down 11, 1:03 to go, first quarter. Jackson, dribble drive, nobody home. Gets it out to Reed. Reed to the lane, to Woodyard. Woodyard back out to Jackson, to Roach. Tight defense tonight by the Redskins. 49 seconds to go, first quarter. Woodyard, dribble drive, nobody home. To O'Hara. To Reed. Reed for three, long. And rebound by Indian Creek. Judson.
35 seconds and counting, 18-7, Indian Creek.
Crawford with the ball for Indian Creek, guarded closely by Jackson. Reverse side to the right side to Eagle. Eagle over to Pugh. Pugh, good defense by Jackson and Woodyard all over him, and there's a steal by Roach. He's going to slam this one down, and he doesn't. He just lays it in.
For some reason, number 12, that is Austin Yike, runs off the floor. Looks like he must have got hit in the face or something. Not sure exactly what happened, but they call a quick timeout. And checking in for Indian Creek is Brandon Norris.
I'm not sure what happened to Yike there, but he came sprinting over to the garbage can. Not sure if he's sick or if he got hit in the face or what, but he's headed to the locker room for Indian Creek, and the Potters have cut it to 9 with 9 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Indian Creek try to get a shot off to Pugh. Pugh over to Judson. Good defense by Roach. 1 second, they're going to fire three, and it's short by Pugh. So, Potters down by 11 at the most. They cut it to 9. We're headed to the second quarter, folks. We're going to take a quick timeout for a word from our sponsors.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
All right, we're back to start the second quarter. Potter's down 18-9 to Indian Creek. Yike has returned to the bench for Indian Creek.
Who's that little girl coming down the sideline?
That is my daughter.
The one and only.
I guarantee she's going to the concession stand.
I will guarantee you that's correct.
So, Potters will get the ball to start the second quarter, down 9. Trayshawn Jackson gets the inbound. left side, right side over to Reed. Reed, good backdoor pass by O'Hara, and he comes up short on the layup. Good defense there by Pugh.
Got to make that, though. You got to finish those. I mean, you can't get any more point blank at the rim.
So Indian Creek will get the ball back, and Crawford has it. Good tight defense by O'Hara. Inside, look at these backdoor cuts by Indian Creek, and they miss one long off the rim, and there's the gritty Peyton Reed who comes down to it, but it's taken back off of him by Equal, and Indian Creek will get the ball in, reset. Crawford, guarded by O'Hara, over to Equal. Equal, good ball movement by Indian Creek. Oh, there we are going to get him with a foul on Browning. No, they're going to get it on Jackson with a hold. They're going to give him two shots on that?
Well, that's what's going to happen down here. It looked like he walked to me before the foul even occurred.
He definitely wasn't shooting.
Number 30, Wyatt Pugh's at the line. First one up, and it's good. 19-9, Indian Creek. So it looks like they have the same plan as Rocky River did. They're trying to slow down the Potter. Second one up and no good.
Rebound by Reed. He gets it out to Roach. Here comes Roach in open space to the lane. Off the glass, no good.
Wild shot there. I don't know what he was thinking. He needed to slow that down because it was one on two and didn't even touch rib. Indian Creek now.
No score here in the second quarter, 19-9. Just how we, no, I'm sorry, they got one foul shot, 19-9. Potter's down 10. There's a three-pointer by Indian Creek. No good. Rebound by Browning. And he'll get it out to Roach. 6:49 to go, second quarter. Potter's down 10, 19-9. Reed, top of the key, handoff to Jackson. Jackson looks for the backdoor pass, and it's nobody home.
I don't know what he was thinking. There were three Indian Creek defenders there. He threw it off the hip of one of them, and was going the other way. Potter need to calm down here.
Here's Crawford for three. Long rebound by Roach, and they got three on two. Here we go, Roach to the lane. Good jump stop, and it's long off the rim for Roach, and Indian Creek will come down with it. That's number 30, Wyatt Pugh with the rebound. Crawford bringing the ball to the floor for Indian Creek. Creek, good ball movement over to Pugh in the corner. Back to Crawford. Everything runs through Crawford. Equal looks to pull up a jumper. Nobody there. Good defense by Jackson. Equal, top of the key. 6:01 to go, second quarter. Potter's down, 19-9. Equal over to Pugh. Pugh back to Crawford. Back to Norris. Inside. Good pass by the Indian Creek Redskins, but it's rebounded by O'Hara off the miss. Good battle inside by O'Hara, and here comes Jackson. Jackson, right side to Roach. Jackson's going to run all the way around. That's usually when they're setting up that three-point play. Roach to the lane, and it's good.
Good
nice
bucket.
Move by Roach.
Very nice pick there by Brent O'Hara, and Gabe Roach just curled right to the basket. They tried to slide in on him and create a charge, but the good no call there because he was way underneath the bucket.
Jackson almost gets the steal there, but it's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay Indian Creek ball. Woodyard's going to check in for Reed for the Potters.
I like Browning and Woodyard in the game together. They're both very gritty defensively, and that's what the Potters need right now. They need good defense.
Helps out on the boards as Indian Creek will baseball pass it down to our end, and Crawford will take it top of the key, guarded closely by Trayshawn Jackson. Crawford over to Fonte. Fonte back to Equal. Inside move. There's O'Hara. Good defense by the airport O'Hara. And it's on the floor, and they're going to come up with it. That's got to be a travel. And Woodyard will come down with the rebound off the Austin Judson miss. And here come the Potters. Hand off to Jackson. Top of the key from Roach. Pick by Browning. In and out on a three-point play. Three-pointer by Trayshawn Jackson. The rims aren't giving here tonight as Crawford will take it. Oh, nice try to steal there by Jackson. Crawford over to Fonte. Fonte over to Equal. O'Hara inside. Oh, man.
That's another cheap call. It's five fouls on East Liverpool to one on Indian Creek. So I'm going to tell you that's a little heavy on the home team, but we expected that here.
Are you calling home cooking? Are you saying
definitely
they're getting some home cooking here?
Equals at the line for Indian Creek. First one up, and it is good. 20-11. That is Indian Creek leading by nine here. 4:23 remaining, second quarter.
Potters, who scored 90 plus points in three straight games, now struggled back-to-back here with only 11 points with 4:23 to go in the second quarter.
Equal the second one on its way, and it is no good.
Rebound by Woodyard off the Browning tip, and here come the Potters, 20-11, 4:19 and ticking, second quarter. Jackson with the ball, guarded closely by Equal. Browning with a pick. Good backdoor pass to Roach.
Oh, they call it a cheap foul. That's a terrible call. They call Roach on the baseline drive, and that's going to be, I believe, his second foul. That's another terrible call. 6-1 in fouls in favor of the. We have six on us. They have one. That's just a very questionable call, but that's the way it goes when you're playing away from home.
I think they've watched a lot of film on Roach. You know, when he goes to the lane, and Indian Creek coming up and taking the charges, at least getting in the position to make it look like a charge. So 20-11, Potters down by 9, 3:58 to go. And that's going to be out of bounds off of Reed, and it'll stay Indian Creek ball.
Don't you think, though, Tawny, 6-1 on the foul department, 6-1 team, 1 on the other?
They've missed a few down here. That one Roach should have been, layup by Roach should have been an and one.
That should be a foul as well. Inbounds pass comes, Trayshawn Jackson steals it. And
oh, wow.
Number 13, Austin Judson, basically tackles Trayshawn Jackson from behind. Going to remain Indian Creek ball on the baseline underneath their own bucket.
Jackson pushed to the floor off the steal. Indian Creek will rebound, or inbound. That's Judson. Judson out to Yike, who re-enters the game. Reverses it to number 23, Fonte. Indian Creek sets it up. Number 10, Norris with the ball. Over to Wagner. Wagner. Back to Judson. Judson inside to Yike, and that's going to be a foul on Peyton Reed.
They make it. They make it Brent O'Hara because he was chest to chest with Yike there. They got Brennan O'Hara. I don't know how many that is on him. I believe that's number one, but that's also our 17th foul. However, the two-shot foul. First one by number 12, Austin Yike, is up and good. 21-11.
Hard to keep up with all the Indian Creek substitutions.
Second one is up, and, he got the friendly roll. It's good.
Shooter's 20, touch.
22-11.
Jackson gets the handoff from O'Hara. Left side to O'Hara. Back to Browning at the top of the key. Good ball movement by the Potters to Woodyard. Woodyard over to O'Hara. O'Hara looks for the three. Nobody there. Good defense by Indian Creek, and that's going to be a foul. There we go. You wanted him,
yay!
You're going to get him.
You got a foul.
Second one of the night on Indian Creek. Indian Creek all over the Potters. Reverse to Reed, back to the top of the key to Woodyard. Woodyard back to Reed. Reed, nice jump stop off the glass. Nice job by Peyton Reed.
You know, got a little off balance there. Used the jump stop, came down and came back up and shot the ball. Beat it. Very nice.
Indian Creek will reset with Fonte. Fonte over to Norris. Norris, a cross-court pass. Nobody home. There's O'Hara and Jackson to go for the trap, but Fonte gets rid of it. Back to Norris. Norris in the lane. Good pass inside to number 13, Austin Judson. Bucket's good. Indian Creek dominant tonight inside over the Potters. 24-13, Indian Creek. Wow, all kinds of contact here. Inside to Woodyard. Woodyard back to O'Hara. O'Hara to Reed. Reed into the lane to Browning.
Oh
my goodness.
That's another terrible call. Hey! That's a horrible call.
24-13, another charge on the Potters. That one on Browning. And number 10, Eagle, will take the ball in for Indian Creek. Ball movement to the left side, over to Judson. Judson, back to Yike. Yike, inside to, and there's a steal by Jackson. Jackson's going to take it. He's going all the way, and that's going to be a foul.
Yay! All right, we got a foul. Jackson's going to the line. The foul down here on the play prior, it was an absolute terrible call. We're going baseline, and he calls a foul. The guy wasn't anywhere near in position. He was still moving, and they called a charge on us. That's a blocking. 10 out of 10 basketball leagues. I don't care what you're watching, what you're doing, or who's playing.
Wagner took the charge, definitely was moving.
First
in,
one up
in the
by
paint.
Jackson, up and good.
24-14.
155 remaining. Second one up in, no good.
Rebound by Yike. He's going to go, he's going to try to go coast to coast. Peyton Reed. Oh, and they're going to call it block. Oh, he was, and he wasn't moving.
I don't know how bad it's going to get, but, you know, I guess we can't cry over spilled milk.
I guess you're right. Wow. Reed set up camp there for the charge. And Yike was full force down there. Yike's foul shot up, and it's no good. Rebound by Wagner. Good hustle there by Wagner for Indian Creek. Back out to Yike for three, and it's good.
You can't let yourself get out-rebounded on a foul shot. You have to box out, and the Potters are not playing real good fundamental basketball right now.
Reed, left side for the Potters. There we go. Going to get a foul.
You sure that's not a charge?
Might be tonight.
At this point, Potter's down 15 with Dave Roach on the bench in foul trouble. So the leader of the team, that hurts quite a bit.
Roach with two fouls. He's on the bench. Jackson's going to inbound. And he'll get it out to O'Hara. And hand off back to Jackson. 1:27 to go. Second quarter. Potter's down 15. Jackson to the lane. Oh, my goodness gracious. Another charge.
I'm not even.
Ah.
What game are you watching? A horrible call.
29-14. I tell you what, you're filling in for Wigan tonight, and you're doing a good job. You're all over the officials. Charge after charge after charge here at Indian Creek.
I usually don't. These are horrible, horrible calls. That's unfortunately, I know we shouldn't be saying this, but they're very bad.
That should have been a foul there. Woodyard goes for the steal. Number 23 for Indian Creek. Trevor Fonte puts his arm out to stop him from going after the ball. 57 seconds and counting. Second quarter. Potter's down 29-14 to Indian Creek. Indian Creek, Justin inside. Good pass by Justin. And rebound by Reed. And here we go. Potter's got a fast break. Reed, good look inside. It's going to be on the ground. It's going to be a foul on number 13, Austin Justin.
There was a true foul. He held him. Trayshawn Jackson, Peyton Reed dished it to Trayshawn Jackson, and he at least didn't let him get the shot off, though. That's smart defense on Indian Creek.
Jackson will head to the bench for the final 42 seconds here in the second quarter. 29-14, and there's an inbounds pass. Steal, and Browning's got it. It's going to be a foul on Indian Creek.
Wow. That should put us at that 16 foul.
Fouls on number 11, Derek Eagle for Indian Creek. Browning was on the ground, and he was getting held. Inside pass. That's going to be...
Torma.
Wow. They about blew that one.
That's quite obvious. Torma has to be careful throwing this ball in. He's kind of throwing some lazy passes here.
Here we go, 29-14, 35 seconds to go. Inbound to O'Hara from Torma. O'Hara setting it up at the top of the key. Over to Torma. Torma goes for the pass, and it's steal by Equal.
And just unsmart play by Pete.
I don't even think there was contact there.
He hit him with his shoulder, kind of half-fouled him, and it could have been a no call. 31-14. Indian Creek's going to go to the line to complete the three-point play. That's number 11, Derek Eagle.
All Indian Creek here in the first half, folks. 31-14.
Foul shots up. And good.
Number 5, Michael Allen, will check into the game for Eagle. Peyton Reed, with 22 seconds to go, gets it out to Torma on the left side. Torma, dribble drive, nobody home. And it's a steal by Yike, and it's going to be a double dribble. He knew it as he threw it up in the air off the double dribble.
It's two turnovers in a row on our senior, Logan Torma. Might have to reevaluate what he's doing with the basketball here.
So Potters with 11 seconds will get it into Reedy. Reedy, dribble drive to O'Hara, 6 seconds and counting. There's another steal on the floor. Look at Indian Creek all over the place. They'll throw it up at the buzzer, and it's no good. All Indian Creek, folks, at the half. Potters down 32-14. They're down 18 points. What do you think the difference is?
Well, first of all, we turned the ball over a ton of times. We've had a few bad calls from the officials with these charges. I think we had that 4 or 5 charges on us that half. I mean, don't get me wrong. Coach Dunleavy has a great plan. He's definitely stopping our penetration of the lane. And they're not giving up some easy threes, so our drive and dish is not working tonight. And we are a little flat on defense as well. We've given up a lot of easy buckets. And turn the ball over, which is a bad pass.
A lot of turnovers tonight by the Potters. Basically the same story it was at Liverpool. We turned Indian Creek over 30 times in that game. And tonight, Indian Creek's on pace to turn us over 30 times. And it shows on the scoreboard as the Potters at half are down 32-14. Folks, we got the band live behind us, and it's loud as could be. We're going to take a break, grab a drink, and you can listen to the Indian Creek Redskins band live from Indian Creek High School. At half, Potters down 18 points, 32-14. Folks, we'll be back.
Thank you.
are back. 14 seconds left before we resume the game. Connor's down 32-14. And Tommy, it looks like you have a few stats for us from the first half.
Potter scored 14 points in the first half. 9 of those go to Gabe Roach, Peyton Reed with 2, Browning with 2, and Jackson with 1. We're 0-for-3 from three-point land and 2-for-4 from the line. And for Indian Creek, 4-of-10 from three-point land, 11-of-25 from the field for their 32 points. As we start the second half, here we go. Potter's inside. O'Hara goes for the steal, and the big man for Indian Creek, Wagner, on the floor will call a timeout. And
30-second timeout here, 7:46 to go. Nice play by Brent O'Hara as he dies on the floor after the ball. Tied him up, and for some reason, wasn't a jump ball. I thought he was going to call a jump ball for sure there.
Bill Phillips, WTOV9 in the house tonight, live here, staring right at us. Maybe we'll get some TV time tonight, huh?
Sure. That'd be Anson's. Anson would like that a little better than I would.
Yeah, little TV time. Smile for the camera. So out of the Indian Creek timeout, it'll be Indian Creek ball. Yike, inbound for Indian Creek. Potter's down 32-14. 7:46 to go here in the third quarter, and here we go. They'll inbound it to Crawford. Crawford guarded by Jackson. Nice crossover by Crawford. Over to Eagle. Eagle over to Hudson. Or Judson, sorry. Back to Yike at the top of the key. They go for the backdoor cut, and there it is. That's a little Potter basketball right at the Potters. And Eagle with the backdoor cut takes the lead to 20. 7:25 to go. Out to Reed on the right side. Reed starts the second half for the Potters. Over to Browning. Browning back to Roach. Roach gets his feet tangled there, gets rid of it. Back to O'Hara. O'Hara, they're letting him. They want him to shoot. They're begging Brendan O'Hara to take that shot. Nobody there. And they'll get it back to Roach, and he will reset. Roach, dribble drive to the lane, kicks it out. O'Hara for 3, long. Rebound by Yike for Indian Creek, and he'll hand it off to Crawford. 34-14, 6:53 to go. Equal with the ball, right side. Crossover move. Could have took him to the lane there and didn't. Gets it back out to Judson. Judson looks the backdoor cut to Crawford. Nobody home. Here's Yike. Spin move. Good defense by Browning. Crawford to the lane. There's another backdoor cut. Foul on Reedy. Bucket. Good. And Eagle will head to the line to make it a three-point play.
We are not catching on real fast here. That's the, I don't know.
That's
how many
back-to-back possessions right there.
I don't know how many times they've ran that play tonight with a cut right to the basket and our guys behind. Foul shot's up and good. 37-14. Indian Creek.
Inbound to Roach. He'll take it across half court. Hand off to Jackson. Jackson guarded by Eagle. Jackson, right side. Pick on Browning. Nice look inside to Browning, and Indian Creek's all over the floor, and that's going to stay Potter basketball. Off the jump ball. Jackson will inbound for the Potters. Nice move. Nice pass inside to Reed. Long off the glass. No good.
Point blank layup there. Unfortunately, I think he was expecting some contact and
didn't
there
get
was
it.
None.
So Indian Creek with the ball. Eagle, right side. Guarded closely by Roach. Yike over to O'Hara. O'Hara's all over Yike. Nice backdoor cut by Crawford to the lane. And Peyton Reed has picked up 3 fouls here in the third quarter.
I think, do you know what the definition of insanity is?
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
And unfortunately, that's what the Potters seem to be doing as they're down 25 points, 5:58 to go in the third quarter. That is 3 times the same play. Now 1-2 from the right side of the floor and 1 from the left.
Crawford, foul shot is short, and there is Big Judson inside. He puts it back.
We don't put a body on him and see what happens.
41-14, Indian Creek with 5:51 to go in the third quarter. Potter struggling to put the ball into the bucket tonight. There's O'Hara. Dribble drive by Roach. Nobody home. Out to Jackson. Jackson looks to shoot. Eagle all over Jackson to the lane. And steal by Yike. Jackson got caught in the corner. And Jackson's going to pick up a foul. And that'll be his second. Sorry, his third. And the third on the Potters this half.
Reverse numbers, 41-14. We are down 27.
Equal with the ball. Back out to Crawford at the top. Back to Equal. Back to Crawford. Crawford to Yike. Oh, good defense by Roach. He's scrapping for it.
Oh.
And he's going to get Yike with a foul for Indian Creek.
Great hustle by Roach. Great hands there. He got the ball. He was a man on a mission right there in that possession. I'd say he stole the ball, was on his back on the floor, threw it up to Woodyard, and at the same time they called a foul, believe it or not.
Good intensity there by Roach on the defensive side. I like it. 5:09 to go, folks. Third quarter, Potters down 41-14. Jackson with the ball, guarded by Equal. Equal, hand checks, not called. Back out to O'Hara. O'Hara to Roach, left side. Roach guarded by Crawford. Roach in the lane. No good. Rebound by Equal. Good defense there by Crawford for Indian Creek.
Potters have to come up with another option other than Gabe Roach. I mean, he's definitely their leader and their top player. We have no other scoring option, it seems, right now.
Kick ball there on O'Hara, and it'll be Indian Creek ball as Justin will inbound for Creek. Equal with the ball. Trapped by Roach and Browning, and another kick ball there by O'Hara. As Equal struggles back-to-back times getting out of that trap. Potter's a little flat tonight. The defensive intensity that we've seen through the first six games of the season, definitely not here tonight. There's that backdoor play into Justin. Justin walks all over the place, and it's going to be out of bounds on Creek, and great job by Browning to get on the floor and come up with that one.
Yeah, very nice job, and they actually called a foul late. I thought it was going to be a jump ball. We got the benefit of the doubt on that one.
No, what they called was Indian Creek player was touching the basketball, and 1 foot of his was on the out-of-bounds line. So automatically goes Potter ball. Yeah, you're blocked here by some of the student section from Indian Creek. The timeout by Coach Conley. Going to switch up the offensive game plan here, I'm sure.
We haven't scored any points in quite some time now. Can't tell how much time is left in this quarter, but it's probably been five or six game minutes that we haven't scored a point. But keep in mind, we are a very young team here. The Potters, this is a live and learn experience for them, and it'll only make them better in the long run.
Good defensive pressure tonight by Indian Creek, man-to-man, and Potter's struggling to create some shots, create open shots for themselves, and it shows as they're down 41-14 with 4:18 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson with the ball for the Potters. Dribble drive, nothing there to Woodyard. Woodyard looks for three, nobody home, to the lane, good pass inside to Browning, and another missed layup by the Potters. Out to Roach, Roach inside to Woodyard. Back out to Jackson, way downtown for three, and it's going to go up and over the backboard, and it'll be Indian Creek ball.
Yeah, we missed a couple easy chippies there, and then Jackson had a pretty wide open three. Unfortunately, we are just not hitting tonight. Full court pressure by the Potters.
Indian Creek, that's Judson with the ball, and there's going to be a
timeout, I believe, Creek. Yes, it's 30-second timeout.
Oh, wow. It was close to a 10-second violation there, Indian Creek. Good pressure by the Potters.
3:46 to go in the third quarter. We have played over 4 minutes this quarter without a bucket. Not that we haven't had a couple of good looks, but just nothing's falling for the Potters tonight.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You could be driving a Honda. You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
Out of the Indian Creek timeout, we're back, folks. Crawford with the ball for Indian Creek at the top of the key. There's a trap by Roach and Jackson, but he gets out of it to Eagle. Backdoor cut, nice job by Jackson to intercept that. And here come the Potters the other way. Jackson,
very nice.
He's got Roach in the corner. Back to Jackson. Inside to Browning. And that's going to be a foul on Wagner for Indian Creek. And Austin Yike will head to the scorer's table to check back in. Probably for Wagner, who picked up his third foul right there. So Potters will inbound. 41-14. Back out to O'Hara. Good defense there by Indian Creek off the inbounds play. O'Hara, dribble drive to the lane and loses it. Back out to Roach. Good pass inside to Browning. Browning head fake. Nobody home. Browning up again. Another block by Indian Creek. I don't know how there's not a call inside. A lot of contact there. But here comes Indian Creek the other way. Yike. Loses it. Back out to Crawford. Indian Creek will reset. Eagle. Oh, man. Backdoor cut there by number 30. Wyatt Pugh was wide open. Crawford missed it. Back to Pugh on the left side from Crawford. Jackson's all over him. Nobody home. There's Eagle. He's wide open for three. Long. Austin Yike. Pushing and shoving Roach all the way out of bounds there, too. But Yike's hustle, and he throws it off Roach's left leg, and it's going to stay Indian Creek ball.
Yeah, I couldn't see. The student section's in my way. It's in the right corner of the gym.
Yike, a very, very aggressive player for Indian Creek. Jackson guards Yike. Back top of the key to Crawford. Indian Creek now in no hurry. 41-14 lead with 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. Crawford, reverse to Eagle. Back to Crawford. Good defense here by the Potter. Yike to the lane. Back to Eagle. Ooh, gets away with steps there.
Absolutely did.
Yike in the lane. Good defense by the Potters. And here we go. Woodyard out to Jackson. One on two. Jackson to the lane. And it's going to be a foul on Crawford.
Absolutely. So hopefully we've gone over 6 minutes here with not 1 point in the third quarter. Hopefully Trayshawn can end that streak as he goes to the line to shoot two shots. 41-14, Indian Creek. First shot is up by Trayshawn. Rattles around and in.
There we go. 41-15. First point to the third quarter for the Potters. Good game plan tonight by Indian Creek, no doubt about it. Second foul shot's up and good, 41-16, 1:56 to go. Third quarter, Pugh inbounds the ball for Creek, gets it over to Judson. Judson, back to Pugh. Good defensive pressure by the Potters. Here we go. In the lane, jump stop. O'Hara gets away the foul there. Reedy hands straight up. That's a double dribble. Eagle gets away with that one. And they'll reset. Creek will reset top of the key to Crawford. And then to Eagle. Back to Crawford. Good pressure here by the Potters. Austin Yike on the left side. Back to Eagle. Eagle reverse all the way to Yike. Yike. Nice move by Yike in the lane. Floater up. Nice job. Number 12, Austin Yike.
Right over Gabe Roach there as he beat Woodyard off the dribble. And Potters coming the other way quickly.
Jackson. Top of the key. Dribble drive. Nothing there. He's going to pull up a three. Got it. Potter three-pointer. Trigger Trey. 43-19. 101 to go. Third quarter. Potter showing some full-court pressure. As Indian Creek gets it back to Crawford. Pugh goes to the lane. Dribble drive. Nice defense by Tate. Oh, my gosh.
Great positioning, though, by number 30, Austin Judson. He blocked out Trayshawn Jackson and had an easy rebound and put back, and of course, Trayshawn fouled him from behind.
fouls on Trayshawn. That's his fourth, team fourth.
First one up, and good by Justin. 46.2 left, 44-19. Indian Creek.
Number 22, Aaron Robinson, checks into the game for Indian Creek, along with number one, Brock Lucas.
Second one from Judson. On its way up, and it's no good off the front iron. Rebound Roach. Here come the Potters.
Roach, left side to Jackson. Guarded closely by Brock Lucas, who just checked into the game. Now back, Jackson guarded by Equal. Hand off to Roach, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Over to Peyton Reed. Reed, over to Jackson. Jackson for three, short. And
all he has to do is follow his shot there.
You know, I learned something, though, the other day. All right? I always say follow your shot, right? And so does Anson on the radio all the time. Follow your shot, follow your shot. You know what the one thing you don't want a shooter to do, a pure shooter to do? Follow their shot.
He stood there as he was spectating the popcorn as he watched that thing bounce off the rim.
So here we go, 12 seconds to go. Indian Creek with the ball. Steal by Peyton Reed. Gets away with the double dribble. There's a foul there.
The ball's lost by Roach on the right sideline. Looked like possibly could have been a foul, but we don't have a great angle here, so I'll give the benefit of the doubt to the referee. They've done a wonderful job tonight.
Should have been a foul. Yeah, they have. Should have been a foul on Equal there.
3-2-1.
Equal throws up a prayer. And no good to end the third quarter.
44-19. End of three quarters. This is going to be a tough pass to overcome a 25-point lead in one quarter.
We better get super hot from outside the three-point line to make this comeback, 44-19. We're going to take a quick break from our word from our sponsors, and we'll be back to take you home through the fourth quarter. Once again, Potter's down 44-19 to Indian Creek. Fourth quarter on the way.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda Store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda Store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda Store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
All right, we're back. Here we go. Fourth quarter, Indian Creek inbounds to Crawford. Crawford is at the top of the key. Over to Equal. Equal, nothing home. Good defense here by Peyton Reed. Levi George into the ballgame for the Potters. Reed, Roach, Jackson, and Woodyard. There's a three-pointer by Yike in and out. Good rebound by Roach as here come the Potters. Over to Reed. Reed, way downtown. Got it. Otter three-pointer by the grit, number 12, Peyton Reed. Otters cut it to 22, 7:23 and ticking. Crawford guarded by Woodyard. Good defense by the Potters. Get it to Equal. Equal looks back door. Nobody there. That should be foul there on Judson, but no call. And Potters will take it the other way. Levi George to the hole. Nice pass inside to Peyton Reed. Peyton Reed goes up, and a bucket's good. 5 points back-to-back by Peyton Reed, and it's 22 again. Yike with the ball for Creek to Equal. Equal, drive to the lane, pops it back out to Crawford. Equal, left side, guarded by Woodyard. Good intensity here by the Potters. To Wagner. Wagner over to Justin in the corner. Good hands by Jackson, but Crawford comes away with it. Over to Yike. Good ball movement now by Creek. Otters with a trap. Gets it out to Wagner.
They're in absolutely no hurry.
No hurry to get a shot.
22-point lead. Good tip by Roach.
Good job there. Off of Equal.
A lot of things going on right there in front of us. The ball was on the floor, and I wasn't exactly sure. Roach hit it first, then Reed, then a couple Indian Creek defenders, and here we are. Here comes Trayshawn the other way.
Jackson. Top of the key, guarded by Eagle. Over to Reed. Reed for three. Got it, Peyton Reed. 8 consecutive points for the Grit, Peyton Reed. And Coach Joe Dunleavy does not like that, and he sends Austin Yike back to the scorer's table. 46-27. Potters cut it to 19. Press breaker from Indian Creek, like butter. Number 30, Wyatt Pugh with the bucket. And here comes Roach for the Potters. 48-27. Jackson, dribble drive to the lane, and it's going to stay Potter basketball. And here comes Austin Yike checking into the game. He'll replace number 30, Wyatt Pugh. 48-27, folks. 5:33 to go, fourth quarter. And there's a steal. Yike gets into the game, and he's going to steal it right away. And good foul by Roach. And he'll send Yike to the line for 2 shots.
Tell you what, Yike's a very nice athlete. He's got some quickness, and he's got some strength. He just anticipated. He knew where our guy was going with the basketball on the inbound pass. He left the guy he was guarding, Peyton Reed, and double-teamed, went out and double-teamed Dave Roach and came up with a steal. First shot up and no good for Indian Creek. 5:29 remaining, 48-27. He did cut it to 21, though.
Tormo will check in for Woodyard. Second foul shot's up and good. 48-28, 20-point lead for Creek. Roach with the ball. 5:25 to go. Over to Reed. Reedy for three. Oh, my goodness. He is on fire. Peyton Reed cuts the Indian Creek lead to 19 with 5:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Reed with 11 points here in the fourth quarter. That's travel. No call. Gets it back out. Reset to Crawford. Crawford over to Judson. Judson back over to Equal. Good pressure by Roach. Austin Yike goes for the backdoor cut, and that's going to be, ooh.
Yep, that was a good call by the referee. It was off Peyton Reed. Deflected by the Creek player and then off Peyton Reed. That was right in front of us.
Peyton Reed thought it was Potter ball. He was lined up. Here we go.
He was open.
Yike inbounds to Wagner. Wagner to Eagle. Eagle, good move in the lane. There is no way that's a foul, but they're going to call it. And Eagle will go to the line for 2 shots.
16 foul on the Potters. 49-30. As Coach Conley's been has sat Brendan O'Hara on the bench quite a bit of this quarter.
With a minute 47 seconds to go in the third quarter, we had 15 points on the board. Here we are, just 3 minutes and 11 seconds into the fourth quarter, and we're sitting at 30 points. So the scoring's picked up for the Potters. As Peyton Reed will head to the bench, and Saban Rossi will check in for Peyton Reed. 2 claps for Peyton Reed, 11 points here in the fourth quarter. As Equal will go up and get the first end of the 2-shot bonus.
Let's see if our guys will box out here. Oh. The rebound caromed off to the left
wow.
side of the sidelines, and 32, that is
Wagner
for Indian Creek.
Really, he pushed Levi George out of bounds and then grabbed the basketball, and Dunleavy calls a quick timeout.
Heck of a hustle play, though.
Listen, we got beat tonight. There's no doubt about it. We got beat in every facet of the game, but suspect officiating tonight. There has definitely been some suspect officiating. But
first half more so when they called, you know, the game was still close, and they called 3 or 4 charges on us, and they didn't call it the other way at the other end of the floor. I mean, you know, when you're officiating a game, the key is to be consistent. If you're consistently bad, that's fine, but at least you're consistent for both
right.
teams.
Tonight's broadcast, just a reminder, brought to you by Bill Tice and Son Services in East Liverpool for all your towing and automotive service needs.
Let's make no mistake about it. There's the officiating didn't hurt us. It didn't help us, but we came out flat. We threw bad passes. We all boxed out. And, you know, those are things that we'll have to fix in order to win against the quality teams that are going to play good quality basketball like Indian Creek, fundamental basketball.
4:47 to go, fourth quarter. Potter's down, 50-30 as Crawford has it for Indian Creek. Gets it over to Equal. Crawford gets away with a travel there. And Equal's going to go to the lane, and good backdoor pass. There it is. Good cut by Judson. Good pass by Equal. And it's good. Bucket's good. Rozzi in the corner for three. It's long. And Torma with the rebound. And he's going to give it to Jackson. And Jackson's going to be fouled by Equal. Coach Joe Dunleavy not happy about something.
Well, he's up 22. He still has his teamwork. He knows there's a lot of basketball left this year.
Roach, way downtown, long off the rim. Rebound by Creek. Crawford gets it. Yikes got a trap. Good trap there by Levi George and Saban Rozzi. And it'll stay Indian Creek ball. Yike inbounds to Crawford. 4:04 and ticking. 22-point lead for Indian Creek. Equal with the ball. Inside to Wagner at the top of the key. Back to Equal. Like you said, Indian Creek's in no hurry here to get a shot. Gets it to Wagner. Wagner back to Crawford. Good ball movement here by Indian Creek. 3:42 and ticking. And there's a steal by Torma. And it re-stole by Crawford. Indian Creek gets it to Wagner. Wagner looks back door to Judson. Nobody home. Over to Yike. Yike. Nice baseline move. And he got it. Jump stop. Floater. It's good. Gets it to Roach from Torma. 3:06 and counting. Jackson, baseline. Over to Levi George. Levi George for three, and it's good. The
nice
sophomore. Levi George, three-pointer.
Nice from Trayshawn. Oh, he stepped on the line. Yike stepped on the line and is now Potter ball. 54-33. 2:53 remaining. Potter ball. Torma inbounds it to Roach.
Here we go. Roach. Back to George. George to Torma. Torma handoff to Roach. Roach thought about popping that one. George in the corner. Nobody there. Hand off to Roach. Oh, he gets into space. Nice floater in the lane by Gabe Roach.
I believe that's his first bucket of the second half.
Indian Creek inbounds. Potter showing full court pressure. Gets it to Equal. Equal over to Wagner. Wagner back to Equal. And a steal by Roach. And
great anticipation there.
And Roach will finger roll it in for a Potter bucket, 54-37. We've cut it to 17, 2:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Good pressure by the Potters. And Yike takes it to the lane and draws the foul.
Good
by Torma. Good body control by Austin Yike. And he'll go to the line to make it a three-point play. Yike. Shot is up, and it's good. Back up to 20. And here come the Potters. Into 58 and ticking. Roach way downtown. It's short. Rebound by Yike. Crawford. Indian Creek struggling to get the ball across half court here. There's a ball movement by Indian Creek, and Yike will pick up an easy bucket. 59-37, all Creek. Roach to the lane, and it's going to be a foul on Wagner.
At least there's three guys there. I think one took his right arm, the other one took his left arm. He'll go to the line here to shoot two shots, 1:31 remaining, fourth quarter. Potter's down 22, 59-37.
So Potters will be back in action on Friday night at Buckeye Local, as Roach misses the first of his two foul shots, as the Indian Creek bench clears here.
But I tell you what, gotta give them a hand. They played a very good game tonight. Drew Dunleavy had a great game plan. He stopped Potter penetration, wouldn't allow us to get to the rim, and he just couldn't knock down some shots tonight that we usually make, or we have been making at least in the recent few games.
Roach makes the second shot. And look at this. Indian Creek working hard. Going to get a bucket. Oh, they're going up many layups there by Creek. They missed three layups back-to-back. Good job by Jackson inside. And Indian Creek will reset. The bench is cleared for Creek. Number 23, Trevor Fonte with the ball top of the key. Jackson gets away with a foul there. 106 and kicking. Bright spot tonight, Peyton Reed, fourth quarter, 11 points in the fourth quarter. 3 for 3 from beyond the three-point line. As Indian Creek just moving the ball around here, wasting time. With 36 seconds and counting, 59-38, Indian Creek. Roach goes for the steal. Nobody there. Back to the drawing board.
Yes, sir. Great job. This is like the old four corners Dean Smith ran at North Carolina back in the day. I guess I'm really aging myself with that. Huh?
Man, oh, man. You do got better eyes than me, though. You've seen that it wasn't Brennan O'Hara on the two blocks earlier tonight, that it was Gabe Roach. So 4-3-2-1, and that's it.
Well, after scoring nearly 100 points in three straight games, the Potters failed to score 50, not even 45, I believe. It was 40 and 38, 40 the other night, 38 tonight. So back to the drawing board. This is a young team, Tommy. You got to realize they're gonna have their pitfalls, and they're all learning and growing. And so a loss like this will, I know losing's no good and not fun, but you learn from it.
Can't be a good winner until you're a good loser. And, you know, it's like you said, it's a very, very young team. And, you know, every win or loss is a learning experience. You know, Indian Creek, hats off to them for the bounce-back win after coming to the field house and losing early in the season here. But, you know, they start three seniors and two juniors, you know.
They thumped us tonight, though. Very good. There was no question about the game from the tip.
Yep.
We never had a lead in the game. It was never really close. I think it was 9-2 or 9-0 Indian Creek before we even called any offense on our end. So nothing you can do. As you said, go back to the drawing board and try to improve from here. We definitely need to – we didn't play with the same intensity that we have played, you know, in the past four or five games, and we played very sloppy with the basketball. We threw the ball away, bad passes. How many offensive rebounds did they get off? Off of free throws. I mean, that's basic stuff.
Yeah, struggled tonight again from the foul line. Also, you know, we missed a lot of bunnies, a lot of easy layups tonight.
Absolutely.
You know, that's been a couple games now in a row that we've done that. Listen, that's basketball. You see it every night in the NBA and college. You're never going to stay hot, you know, all season. Potter's still 5-3 on the year, and we will be back in action Friday night at Buckeye Local.
And you never know, we may see this team again in the state playoffs, so the state basketball tournament. So that would be, I'd like to see them again, because I think tonight was not indicative of how we play, and I think they played probably a little bit above what they're capable of. I mean, they're not a 20-point better basketball team than our Potters, for sure. They shut down Gabe Roach. I think he had only four or five points in the second half. And
end of the night was, I think, 13 or 14 points.
He had 9 at halftime. So, you know, we have to – somebody needs to step up on our basketball team and be a consistent scorer. And I think that's what we're lacking right now, because if you shut down Gabriel Roach, you shut down the Potters right now.
I agree. We've seen some scoring out of Peyton Reed. He's got a nice little stroke on him. Maybe that's something we can implement into the game. But nonetheless, like you said, back to the drawing board. So 59-38, your final tonight. Potters lose to Indian Creek. Back in action Friday at Buckeye Local. For Rob Kelly, I'm Tommy Pease. Thanks for listening to us on YSNLive.com. See you guys Friday night.
This broadcast is copyrighted by YSN for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this telecast, broadcast, or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of this game without YSN's consent is prohibited.
Thank you. You have